Jesus always went to those who were broken, who had made mistakes.
Reaching out to the least of these is the example Jesus set for us during his life here on earth. I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Chris Jacobs is convinced that is how we should all live our lives.
You know, as we look in the scriptures, Luke 4:18, you know, Jesus declares, you know, I'm anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to the imprisoned. And I believe that we should do the same thing that he did. And it is so important that we go into the prisons and minister to these young men and women because they feel alone. You know, they know they've made a mistake. They know they've messed up. Just like so many of us have fallen short, maybe not to the magnitude of those young men and women, but the same love, the same grace, the same mercy is available.
When you show love and care to people in this way, it can be life-changing.
If we'll extend that to them, then we can change lives. And I believe that it goes beyond that because when they are released from prison, they still need that mentorship. They still need that encouragement. They still need someone to help them figure out what their calling is, figure out what God has for their lives. So they won't return, you know, to the familiar behavior, the familiar friends. I mean, all it takes is one person to believe in another person, to really change a course and set a different course for their lives.
Yes, taking time to care for people will make an eternal difference. For more ideas on how you can do that, go to cru.org and click on Train and Grow.